throw when things are not going the way you want them to go. Where we differ in our perspective is that we do not want you to ask one other person to do one other thing to provide the soothing. We want you to accept your independence at accepting it. And after a few days of watching Jerry, it was a remarkable experience for Esther, because they are two people living as one, really. They walk the same path all day, every day. And they came to the same environment and were living in the same set of circumstances. And Jerry managed to keep himself happy while Esther kept getting upset. It was so annoying to her. He would not let the conditions control the way he felt. And Esther was responding to the conditions because she felt like if she could get them to do something differently. And it wasn't long before she realized that the more attention she was giving to what was unfinished, the more things became unfinished. In other words, there were two people in the house that everything they fixed, they broke something else. And Esther said, "My father used to have a saying, 1 step forward, 2 steps backwards. And Jerry said, "How's that working out for you?" And Esther said, "Not very well." 1 step forward, 2 steps backwards. It's what I'm observing. They need to do something differently so that I can gain my footing, you see. And we want you to understand that it isn't until you say, "Everyone in my life, be as you be, but I'm going to find ways to find thoughts that put me into alignment," that you ever connect to your true power. And when you are able to connect to your true power, regardless of the conditions that surround you, then you find that true happiness. So your children, to a large extent, are the conditions that surround you, in that their happiness is so important to you. But they'll help you, if you will let them, discover that they don't have to figure it out for you to figure it out. And you don't have to figure it out for them, nor will any of them let you figure it out for them. They're too independent, you see. So now, speak to us about each one individually, and we will stand in your shoes, but we will speak to your children from your perspective, but through the eyes of Source, and let's see what we might say that you might be able to use, or maybe you can find the feeling of it as we say it.
Okay. We'll start with the oldest, the 19-year-old. A couple weeks ago, he was so angry, like he would have been really happy if he could have ripped somebody's head off, or killed himself, or, I mean, the anger was just overwhelming. He was so upset.
In the middle of all of this, Esther received the new Serenity Prayer, and the final line of it said, "And please grant me the wisdom to hide the bodies of those who made me mad."
Yeah. And the crazy part was is that so much of what he wanted, he got. But now he didn't want it anymore. It was almost like it came too fast, and now it's like, well, I didn't really want this job. I didn't really want to move out, but I hate that town more than where I live now. And it was all these different things. And if I was really myself around my friends, nobody would like me. And he, you know, went on how he doesn't like most people. And I didn't say much. I just listened. And, you know, but it's hard, especially when he thinks sometimes it's just better to go back to pure positive energy. But he wouldn't because of me and maybe one other person in his life that he cares about. And so I'm, which is probably because I'm his mom, I feel like crap once he's done. And then he feels better. And he tells me, you know, 2 weeks have gone by, everything's much better now and since we talked. And he considers this whole thing this game. Well, I get the game, he'll tell me. I get the game. But why can't I just have this right now? He wants it. He thinks the instant manifestation will make it all better. And when I try to say, you know, you just have to be happy.